the situation in my house of co-parenting with my ex-wife, Amber, where my 9-year-old daughter, and a lot of kids I know are, if you're listening with your kids, they're obsessed with Michael Jackson. I think with the movie that's came out, and these kids are listening to Michael Jackson way more on YouTube. Like, the streams are up, millions of views of everything right now. She's having this moment in her life where everything is hee-hee. And she always does the toe thing, too.
I love it. She commits to the bit.
She commits to it.
There's so many other things that she could be doing that could be annoying. Like the stupid Fortnite dances, all of the things kids have been doing over the years.
Her mom, it's getting on her nerves. She does it all day when she's with her. So I told Amber moments ago that I'm going to call Gia right now and I'm going to tell her, you know, hey.
Yeah, what are you going to tell her?
Let's find out. I FaceTime her.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
What you doing?
Nothing, just playing with my squishies.
Playing with the squishies?
Yeah.
Love it.
Hello.
Who's that, Cruz?
What's up?
What's up, my G? How's my upcoming sixth grader, my G?
I'm good, my G.
All right, where's my fourth grader at?
Hi.
Hi, Mama. So, quick, I got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I was catching up with your mommy, and she told me to tell you that the hee-hee is driving her crazy. Now, you know, I think it's the cutest thing, right? So you can keep doing it at daddy's house, but mommy says it's driving her crazy, so we'll probably have to like stop doing it so much at her house.
Okay.
You see, it makes me laugh every single time. So if you're doing it like 37 times at my house and like 80 times at mommy's house, just do it like 80 more times at daddy's house.
Okay.
So that's it. That's it. I just want to let you know, mommy's, you know, you took Gia to go see Michael the movie again. I go, yeah. She's like, now she's going to say it more.
When are you coming home?
Okay. Well, I'm going to moonwalk home as soon as I can. And then we're going. Where are we going again?
Dollar Tree and One Stop.
Dollar Tree and then the One Stop. I bet. I'm here. I got a meeting at 11 to like noon. So I don't know, one-ish.
Okay.
So One Stop for a shake and Dollar Tree.
Tree.
I love you so much, baby.
Me too.
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
One more time. I love her so
much.
Dude,
them kids have nothing to do during the summer. She's like, when are you coming home? You're like, I'm a grown man. I have to provide for you.
I know. But thank God she's on. So like, when are we going to Dollar Tree?
I know. Imagine if it was like Zara or something every single time.
They go buck wild for $5 each.
I love that for them.
I know. I love that for me.
Yeah, you for your bank account.
I know, man. All right. Well, I did my due diligence. I'm a good co-parenter. My daughter's fine with it. I'm going to take her to Dollar Tree, go crazy on $5. We will get a shake and... I'm good with her mom. Again.
Well, now you tell her that. Does she really stop it now? Is she really good with that when you give her direction like that?
She really listens. The thing is, and parents do know sometimes, even if you're not co-parenting, sometimes kids just listen to one parent and the other. Unfortunately, Amber gets the short end of the stick of like, she doesn't listen to her. I'm like, oh, this is going to be some bad teenage years with you and your daughter.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go at it.
They are. I could tell.
I can see it now. I can.
Especially when she's 13.
That's enough, buddy, Uncle John.